Welcome to the short-term midweek meeting during this time of lockdown at Trinity Baptist Church here in Maryport. We'll begin our midweek meeting by reading God's word from Ephesians in chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, reading from verse 17 to the end of the chapter. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as the Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all cleanness and greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbour, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labour, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamour and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Well, may God bless to our hearts that reading from his word. Let us pray. Almighty God, how we praise and thank thee that we can come before you as sinners saved by your grace through faith in Christ Jesus, and are no longer children of the devil, but now children of God. No longer spiritually lost, but spiritually found. No longer bound for hell, but now heaven bound. We thank you that in the Lord Jesus Christ we are new creations. Help us then have that desire in our hearts that our Christ our Saviour would teach us his way, and that we would learn of Christ how he wants us to live and live in that way, so that as a result we will be a powerful witness to Christ amongst all the people we have to do with in our lives. During this time of social distancing, help the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ throughout this land. And we pray particularly this evening for the local churches of Christ in this part of West Cumbria, that they may come out of this time spiritually stronger and not weaker. We ask this evening that by your Holy Spirit, you might help us to understand your word and respond to all that you tell us in your word. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. On Tuesday evenings, we're looking at verses and passages in the word of God in which we find the word learn or learned. This evening the passage begins where we began our reading in Ephesians 4:17, And the verse in view in particular is verse 20, which says, "But ye have not so learned Christ." Now the Apostle Paul begins this section with an expression which emphasizes the importance of what he's going to say. For he says in chapter 4 and verse 17, "I testify this in the Lord." The original Greek word translated testify in the English is a lot stronger than our word testify actually means. It's really like Paul saying that we as believers in Christ must take notice of what he's about to say. It's very, very important. I insist on it in the name of the Lord. So what is it that Paul is saying that he feels is so, so important that he insists believers in Christ do? Well, really, we could sum it up this way. Seeing on faith in Christ, we are now new creatures, new creations, old things having passed away, and behold, all things becoming new. We are no longer to live our lives in the same way we did before we came to faith in Christ. We're no longer to live our lives as the ungodly world around us lives. But now as Christians, we must pay attention to seek to live in the way we've learned from Christ through his word. The reality is this world desperately needs believers in the Lord Jesus Christ to be different and to learn from Christ, be taught of Christ, how we're required to live, which is so different from the way the ungodly world around us lives. And this is absolutely necessary if we are going to be faithful witnesses to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why would a lost sinner want to know anything about a professing Christian Saviour if that professing Christian doesn't live or behave in a way that's different from the way they live and behave? It's certainly a challenge, but it means no matter our age as a Christian, we live differently. So the child at primary school who's a believer in Christ, the teenager at secondary school who's a believer in Christ, the student at college or university that's a believer in Christ, the believer in Christ in the workplace, the believer in Christ in the home and at times of leisure, is not to behave and live their lives in the same way as unbelievers would live their lives at school or college or university or at work or at home and in leisure. As believers in Christ, we have learned from Christ our Saviour how we're now to live, which certainly isn't the same way as the unbelievers around us live and behave. If you have your Bible open there at Ephesians 4, in this passage from verse 17, Paul says, "We're not to walk," he means to live, "as the Gentiles do, in the way unbelieving Gentiles live." There must now be a difference, with Christ becoming our Lord and Saviour, about the way that we live. Paul puts it this way, "We're not to live in the vanity or the futility of the mind." The ungodly world in their mind lives and behaves and acts as if self is everything and there's no place for God. It lives for money, material things, worldly success, worldly pleasure, but certainly doesn't live to glorify God. But Solomon said, "Life without God is vanity of vanities." The unbelieving world's understanding is darkened. Even though you think they would see the reality of God clearly in creation, they suppress that and seek to live God out of the picture. Even though their lives are very short and brief, they don't see they need to be prepared in themselves to meet with God. They need to be right with God. They're alienated from the life of God. totally estranged from, cut off from God, and ignorant of the way that can be put right. This is all the result of the spiritual blindness within their hearts. Why, Paul says, they are past feeling. Their conscience is blunted, and people live to please and satisfy themselves. There are no bounds, limits to what they may do. So Paul says they give themselves to lasciviousness, to works of uncleanness with greediness. It doesn't seem to matter how impure, immoral any form of behavior is. People are ready to give themselves to it. So there are no boundary lines within the morals of this ungodly world, because it leaves God totally out of the picture. But then Paul says, but, ye have not so learned Christ. Being a Christian is about having a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Saviour. You've trusted in him to save you, a sinner. And being saved by him, you now love him. And you show that love in wanting to follow him in obedience to his word. And we're not taught of Christ. We don't learn from Christ to live as the ungodly world does. On the contrary, if Jesus is our Saviour, then we have learned from him. We are being taught by him how we are to live, which is very, very different from the way the ungodly world lives. You see, as believers in Christ, we learn from Christ to put off, to discard our old manner of life, a life in which we would do what was right in our own eyes or the eyes of the ungodly world, which is spiritually corrupt, it says, and is deceitful in heart, and ends up just doing what we want and desire. Our understanding as Christians now no longer being darkened, no longer having a futile mind, living for the minor things of this world and not living for the glory of God. We've been changed. Being born again of the Spirit of God, we have a renewed mind that sees and grasps what is of utmost importance, that is to live for the honour and glory of God. We are, on faith in Christ, new creatures, a new creation, a new man or woman, as it says in verse 24. That now, in the way we live, wants to live in a holy, righteous way. Paul gives a few examples of the way a Christian has learned of Christ to live, which is so different from the way we lived before. We may have lied before and excused ourselves. It's only a little lie. It's a white lie. Well, it's a half-truth. It's an exaggeration. But as new creatures in Christ, as believers, we're to tell the truth. As believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're only to say that which is really true, factual. If we don't, then we can damage the body of Christ, which we as believers are part of. We see in these scriptures we're to learn from Christ that we are not to give way to sinful anger and not to carry our anger over to the next day. Many marriages have been broken, many churches split up because people let the sun go down on their anger. They're sinfully angry the day after and the day after that. Of course, there is an anger that's not sinful, a righteous anger at sin. But sadly, that often isn't the anger we have. The anger we have is an anger in which we know God, who is righteous, will be righteously angry with. Our anger is often the result of frustration, impatience, failure to get our own way. It's more akin to a bad temper. And if we allow such anger to continue into the next day, then we really are playing into the hands of the devil. We can end up being bitter, having a grudge, having malice in our hearts to people, desire to take revenge on people, a lack of forgiveness for people, all of which the devil loves to tempt believers in Christ to fall into. We see as believers in Christ, we're not to steal but labour. He's not speaking here about robbery. It'd be extraordinary if a professing Christian was guilty of that. But for example, we could be guilty of taking something from work without permission to do so. We might feel what we've taken isn't that valuable. It's not that important. Everybody else does. It's a perk of the job. But as believers, we don't follow what everybody else does. We don't take things without permission. It means a Christian will pay his taxes and not steal from the government. It means a Christian won't use a plumber or electrician or a decorator or a builder who they're going to pay cash in hand because it's cheaper, but they know they're paying that way because they're really conspiring with the builder to steal again from the government, the person you've hired not paying their taxes. All these types of things are to be things of the past on coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Neither is a Christian worker to steal from their employer by arriving late for work, or taking a longer lunch break, or going early. The Christian is to work the hours they are employed and paid to do. The Christian should be a hard worker. People sometimes talk about the Calvinistic work ethic. I've had it said to me, "Oh, you've got a Calvinistic work ethic and you've taught your children to have a Calvinistic work ethic." No, I haven't. And no, I didn't. It's a God-given work ethic that Calvin drew from God's scriptures that one should seek to live by, and as believers teach our children to have. And the income that we do get from our labour for our work as Christians is not to just be selfishly used, but should be used as believers, it says here, seeking to help those who may be in need. Our speech as believers, we see in verse 29, needs to be that which is well pleasing to Christ. We are to speak as we learn from Christ in his word, we are to speak. Bad language, impure language, gossiping, tale-bearing, all this sort of speech are to be put from us on faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The very opposite should be true. We're to speak as Christians in a way that is edifying, profitable, or be helpful to other people. We see in verse 31, all evil speaking has no place in our lives as believers in the Lord Jesus. When it's about others, it often results in bitterness in our hearts and anger and malice. But we see in verse 32, we learn from Christ as Christians to be kind, tender-hearted and forgiving, particularly in the light of the fact that God in Christ has forgiven us all our sins. How sad then if we as a believer in Christ have a harsh, unforgiving attitude toward others. An unforgiving spirit in the Christian is so unwise. For how can we possibly pray to God, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us"? If we're unforgiving, we'll be asking God not to forgive us. And you see, when as believers in Christ, we don't live and behave in the way that we have learned from Christ, then, as it says in verse 30, we grieve the Holy Spirit, by whom we are sealed unto the day of redemption. The indwelling Holy Spirit we receive on faith in Christ is a seal that marks us out as belonging to Christ, as having been redeemed by his precious blood. And whenever we as believers in Christ live and behave in the way this ungodly, unbelieving world does, and not in the way that we have learned from our Saviour, the Lord Jesus, through his word, then we grieve the person of the Holy Spirit. And this has enormous negative consequences for us as believers, because it's the Holy Spirit that helps us to understand God's word. It's the Holy Spirit that helps us to pray. It's the Holy Spirit who comforts us. It's the Holy Spirit who gives us assurance. It's the Holy Spirit who helps us to witness. So how damaging to our spiritual lives it is when we grieve the Holy Spirit. But that's what we're doing when we live according to our former way of life, when we live as this ungodly world lives, as non-Christians do, and we don't live as new creations in Christ in the way that we've been learned and taught by Christ our Lord and Saviour in his word to live. As believers in Christ, we are to be continually learning from Christ through God's word how to live, and living in that way, which is very, very different from the way the unbeliever in Christ, the ungodly world, lives their lives from day to day. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we do pray that you would help all listening who name the name of Christ, who profess to be your children through faith in him, new creatures in Christ Jesus. Help us day by day to live as we have been taught by Christ our Saviour to live. And now may mercy, grace, and peace from God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all, both now and forevermore. Amen.